and they've met the dentist,
uh-huh.
right? I mean, it's important to sit down and talk to the dentist eye to eye, knee to knee, and really get an understanding of what he's all about. You know, look at his teeth, see how they look. That's still going to be important to you in terms of what work is done on your mouth. It's also, you know, you want to get a flavor for his philosophy. Just make sure that what you're planning on doing resonates with his ideas also. It's not just about removing the mercury fillings. It has to be about a lot more.
Yeah, and also, does he have a hygienist? And what is she like?
Right.
Hygienists play a huge role in a practice. We are the educators, we are the motivators, we inspire people to take a deeper look at themselves and build a relationship with their mouth. The dentist doesn't have time. It's
right.
up to us.
But while now that you're on the subject of the hygienist, and you are a hygienist, and a very good one,
thank you.
How does the whole sustainable approach affect the way you treat your hygiene patients?
Well, again, we view the mouth as a barometer. So I know that when I'm looking in a patient's mouth, what I'm seeing is a reflection of what's going on in their body. And my primary goal is to teach them how to keep their mouth clean, how to have certain oral habits that's going to enhance the rest of their body. And then also, by looking at various things in their mouth, I can refer them to the right practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may need a chiropractor. The way that your teeth come together in your biting can tell me a lot about your cervical spine, your neck.
Right.
So,
let's a patient comes in, they're sitting in your chair, and they've been to hygienists before. So if you see that their mouth is breaking down, what two or three things would you be thinking about in terms of, you know, what you see in the mouth in terms of the texture of the tissues? Are they deficient in vitamins? Do they have not enough water? I mean, what would you say to them in terms of educating them, in terms of some simple things they can do?
The simplest thing is to up your water intake. And that is basically divide your body weight in half, and that's how many ounces you should drink in a day.
Right, so if you weigh 100 pounds?
50 ounces.
Right, and it's great to start drinking water right in the morning when you wake up. Just start with 8 ounces or even more. That'll get your system flushing and help remove the toxins from the night before.
Right. So water is number one. Number two is vitamin D3. It's a liquid vitamin supplement that will help enhance the health of the tissues and also the rest of the body. And the third thing is home care, and I highly believe in irrigation. I really don't believe in flossing.
Wait a minute, you're a hygienist.
I'm a hygienist. Yeah, no. Flossing will not take care of an infection. It'll remove food, which is fine. That's a whole nother thing. But it's not going to bring the health of the gums to the next level. So we suggest the water pick or the HydroFloss.
Right. And I think we'll be going in more detail about that in our next show.
Right. Okay, in our next show, absolutely.
Okay.
So,
in terms of technology, what kind of things do you bring to your patients?
We have state-of-the-art technology. Two of my favorite things are lasers and ozone therapy. I'll start with ozone. I use ozone water to irrigate the gums before I do any probing and before I do any type of cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because you can reduce the bacterial load that's in the gums mm-hmm. with ozone water.
Mm-hmm.
Ozone replenishes oxygen in the tissues and it kills the bugs, right? That's the goal. The reason we want to kill the bugs is because once I start cleaning, if the patient is bleeding, you can get more infection into the bloodstream. So I like to irrigate the area first before I start to work.
Right, and that infection, they believe, is partly responsible for certain systemic diseases like heart disease.
Right.
It potentiates diabetes. Another show.
But
that's a really important point.
It is.
You know, when you talk about state-of-the-art technology, you know, if you walk around the city, there are many dental offices today that are beautiful. They have state-of-the-art technology, and when you walk in, it's very impressive. However, they're applying this technology to the same antiquated philosophy that they've been applying for years, and the philosophy is very reactive. It's still looking, well, do you have a disease, and not dealing with the cause of the disease. and they're still trying to say, well, this tissue needs to be cut or this tooth needs to be removed. The key is to be proactive and looking for a way to really boost the body's immune system so that it can actually heal on its own.
So proactive instead of reactive. That's what
really
you're saying.
That's really important. And that goes with even the overall health
exactly. And
everything else. It's no different, you know, than if you're looking to stay healthy as a regular person. You have to realize your mouth is part of that whole picture.
Right. Lasers. Lasers is another mm-hmm. technology that we use. We use them for the teeth and for the gums.
Right.
When I use them in the gums, it decontaminates. It means it also kills the bugs, but it also gets rid of dead tissue. And it helps to rebuild new tissue because it's energetic, light energy.
Right. And lasers have been around, we've had lasers in the office for like 15 years.
Right.
And they also work very well in terms of desensitizing the teeth. And again, many dentists don't even use lasers because it takes a lot of education, a lot of time away from the office to train the dentist and the staff.
Yeah, the team, the whole team.
Right, so they may say, lasers don't work, but that's because they haven't given them the chance they need. Lasers are amazing, they really are.
Yeah, so it's important to know if the practice you choose has laser technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in choosing a sustainable dentist, this person is gonna have a really good foundation and a lot of education in homeopathy.
Nutrition,
herbs,
vitamins,
supplements, energy. They're going to have a good knowledge of energetic healing, like in acupuncture and chiropractic work. They're really going to know all about these other modalities
right.
for healing.
And also in the future, we're going to bring in an acupuncturist, and we're going to discuss how acupuncture affects the teeth. We're going to discuss how having a good posture affects your bite and affects your jaw joints. We're going to bring in a bunch of other doctors to talk about mercury toxicity and how you can properly support your body and protect your body during the removal process.
Right, because mercury toxicity has to be diagnosed by a medical doctor. A dentist cannot diagnose that. They can remove mm-hmm. the mercury and help you with a sustainable program, but a medical doctor has to diagnose that.
Right, but also with the removal, be leery of the dentist that the moment you come to the office and he says to you, I can remove them. First of all, every dentist after the second year of dental school knows how to remove a filling. We do
right.
it all day long. The key is, are they doing it safely?
Safe.
Do they have a respect for the fact that mercury is a toxin and it needs to be removed properly? And also know that you need to be on a supportive program before you start the process. And the process is a very long process with your doctor afterwards. So it's not a quick fix.
And also negative ion generators, that's a good thing to find out if the doctor has in his office. Because if he is removing mercury, negative ion generators will keep the air clean and mercury free.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you would want them in every operatory where they take out the mercury films.
Absolutely. And is there anything else that you can think of we need to add? Sustainable dentistry? Well, the one thing I can think of is I hope that the doctor that you do find walks his walk, mm-hmm. talks his talk.
That's right. You don't want him in the back room sucking down Coca-Cola.
That's right.
Very important.
It is a lifestyle change.
Yeah, but you know, it's a simple lifestyle
easy,
change.
Really easy, really easy.
We're not asking you to go to a health farm and change your whole lifestyle. If you make some key changes and switch from flossing to using a water pick and understanding the use of certain nutrients to minimize your cavities or minimize your gum disease, you'll find that your mouth can heal on its own. So I don't want you sitting there and saying, I can't do this. This is too far from my potential. It's not complicated. You know, I was near death. You know, I had to travel to Seattle to get well. I'm not asking you to travel to Seattle. I'm asking you to go down the block and start asking questions that might be changing your life. And this is really important.
good.